Life, this is the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk. My name is Abongile Nzelenzele. You can call me Abs. We did receive an SMS earlier on during the course of the show asking us to confirm the latest on the taxi strike. And we did promise that we'll be getting on MAKO member JP Smith to tell us the latest, what is the latest and what are the contingency plans. Unfortunately, we will not be chatting to JP Smith, but we are going to be chatting to Richard Bosman, Director of Safety and Security for the City of Cape Town. A very good morning to you. Richard, how are you doing?
Abs, hi. Good morning. Very good morning to you. Thank you, Abs.
Thank you, Richard, for joining us on the show this morning. Richard, we're getting SMSs. People are worried. There was talk of an illegal taxi strike this morning. Do we know if the strike is actually on today?
Abs, you are correct. Earlier, the N2 was closed. Just after midnight early this morning, we had incidents of tyre burning on the N2 at Menu, New Way and Spine Road. We reopened at Opus 3. There was another incident. We reopened again. I can confirm, as I'm talking to you now, that the N2 is open. We have staff standing down at New Way and Borchers Quarry. There was an earlier incident this morning also at the Golden Arrow Depot in Philippi, where the buses that were housed at the depot, some of them were stoned. But SAPS and the Metro Police responded, and the offenders were chased away. They ran into the bushes. As things currently stand, we don't have any incidents to report. All the roads are open and free-flowing.
And talking to that, though, so as we stand now, there are taxis running, and there's no need to make alternative measures, or is it just a question of are you still monitoring the situation?
Absolutely, we're going to have to monitor the entire day. The taxi strike is really only one association. The other association has indicated yesterday to us that they will be running. But obviously, they've expressed some concerns about intimidation. If one takes into consideration the past taxi strikes. But as I'm standing talking to you now, there are no incidents reported to us.
And so, just talking to that, the communications, because I can imagine there will be quite a lot of people looking to find out the information. Where can they get some updates? Can you just give us an idea?
Okay. Well, the city's traffic control center, or call our 107 number, will be the best to get an update. And they'll refer you to our control room. We'll be able to indicate to you what the situation is. We're also going to get staff on the air as much as we can on all the radio stations, just giving people an update as to any incidents, where there's any closures and where there's any deviations if necessary.
Richard Bosman, thank you so much for joining us, sir. A very good morning to you.
Pleasure, Abs. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much to you listening at home. If you do have any updates when it comes to the protests on the N2 or you're talking about the taxi strike, would love to get some updates from you. Remember, if you send it to us, we'll read it out to the rest of the people out there listening, and that helps us all to get a better understanding of what we should be doing. And is Metro Rail running? We're going to find out. Zane Johnson.